President Vladimir Putin. The centerpiece of this week's visit by the Chinese president is Beijing's support for Moscow in its war against Ukraine and the peace proposal that China has presented to both parties. Chinese President Xi Jinping told President Putin on Monday that he was convinced Russians would support him in a presidential election due in 2024, even though the Kremlin chief has not yet said if he will seek another term. Putin, who came to power on the last day of 1999 when Boris Yeltsin resigned, has ruled Russia for longer than any other leader since Joseph Stalin. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell said in Brussels Monday if President Putin travels to one of the more 130 countries who signed an international treaty, he should be immediately arrested. European Union Foreign and Defense Ministers are meeting Monday in Brussels as they work to finalize a multi-pronged plan to supply Ukraine with ammunition. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
The roughly $2 billion proposal also includes a plan to increase the EU's production of ammunition in order to better secure long-term supplies. Ukrainian officials have stressed the need for more ammunition aid from Western partners as Ukraine continues its battle against the Russian invasion, now in its second year. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell has encouraged EU member nations to approve the plan, saying Ukraine needs its artillery ammunition replenished faster.
I hope that the ministers will, all of them, engage in a final discussion and agree on a very important decision for this afternoon. Otherwise, we will be in difficulties in order to continue supplying arms to Ukraine.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. An American aid worker who was kidnapped in Niger more than 6 years ago and held hostage by terrorists has been released. Here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The release of Jeffrey Woodkey after more than 6 years